Welcome back to the deep dive. Today we're doing something a bit different. We're going to unpack the structure and ideas inside a children's story. It's called Gus and the Glitter Shark, an ocean adventure. Now, we're not just, reading it. We're treating these excerpts like a kind of blueprint.
Exactly. Like a masterclass, maybe, in how to deliver some pretty big ideas about perception, usefulness, courage through characters, and, conflict.
Right. We want to pull out those core principles fast. How does this simple narrative actually work?
And it really starts with Gus, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He's our way in, a goldfish in a quiet little tide pool.
Yeah, the notes highlight that it's all about potential, but like contained potential. He's dreaming big, wants adventure.
And the escape road, it's visual. He follows these sparkly bubbles out into the big ocean.
Which kind of sets the stage, right? To break free, you got to follow something maybe a little unconventional. Okay, so let's get into that opening move.
That sparkling trail leads him straight to, the legend, the Glitter Shark.
And this is where the story really grabs you, I think. How does it handle that that clash? You hear shark, you think danger, primal fear, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, it shimmered like a disco ball. It's covered head to fin in glowing rainbow glitter.
It's incredibly efficient the way it does that. The story just throws the visual spectacle of the glitter right at you, instantly overriding the predator archetype.
Yeah.
It has to, structurally.
Yeah.
If the shark was just, weird but still scary, Gus's fear would make sense and the lesson wouldn't land.
Right. So Gus is terrified. Please don't eat me. He squeaks.
But the shark immediately flips it. Eat you. Nah, I'm too busy dazzling the ocean. But hey, I can use a sidekick.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And bam, right there. That's the core insight. The scary thing isn't scary. It's actually an opportunity. Fear gets dismissed and this, joyful reality takes over.
And it's not just between Gus and the shark, is it? The whole ocean kind of validates this shift.
That's key. The story makes sure of it. You have schools of fish just gasping like, wow.
And even the grumpy crabs who you figure are the cynics in this world.
Yeah. The stand-ins for, seeing it all.
They start tapping their claws along with the sparkle.
So Gus being brave enough to just stay there, to not bolt, it gets rewarded immediately. He gets social status almost.
He goes from being this tiny lone fish
to realizing he's part of the ocean's most dazzling duo. It's fascinating how quickly everyone accepts this glittery shark once its real nature is clear.
So the lesson seems to be sometimes aligning yourself with something powerful and maybe a bit weird is the fastest way for the little guy to, shine.
Absolutely. Lesson one, appearances are deceiving and bravery gets you in the door.
Okay, so they've teamed up. Now what? They actually have to do stuff, right? Their adventures start defining what they're capable of.
Right. They zoom through coral reefs, leaving these sparkly trails behind them.
Trails that lit up the darkest corners of the sea. So there's already a hint of utility there, maybe.
A little bit, yeah. And the source lists what they achieve early on.
Yeah, discovering hidden caves, helping lost sea turtles get home.
And turning a gloomy seaweed patch into a glowing underwater playground.
It feels like they're testing things out,
Uh-huh.
Seeing what this sparkle power can do in different situations, but nothing too serious yet.
Exactly. It's establishing the glitter not just as spectacle, but as a functional thing. They're using it for fun, sure, but also for helping out.
But pure fun, especially flashy fun, tends to rub someone the wrong way eventually, doesn't it?
Always. And that's the pivot point. This is where simple spectacle runs into, reality, or at least community needs.
The opposition arrives.
Mm-hmm. The notes say, but not everyone was happy about the sparkles, too bright.
Mm-hmm.
Complained the sleepy octopus.
Ah, the sleepy octopus. Okay, so even something positive and cool, like the glitter, has to deal with consensus.
Well, it suggests that spectacle, that individual expression, might have limits if it starts disrupting others.
So the sparkle is good. It finds caves, guides turtles, makes playgrounds awesome, but it's still, disruptive.
It's disruptive innovation, maybe. The octopus represents that need for comfort, for routine. Maybe just darkness when you want to sleep.
Uh-huh. Fair enough.
So the story structure sort of demands that this amazing resource, the glitter, needs to be refined.
Yeah.
Made useful for the whole community, not just the adventurers having a blast.
That's a really interesting point. How do you balance your own unique thing, your sparkle, with what the community actually needs or can handle?
If your brightness blinds people, you got to adapt.
Yeah.
Otherwise, your asset becomes a problem.
And this is where Gus steps up, right? He's not just the sidekick anymore.
Exactly. Gus, the little goldfish, he has the big idea. He suggests using the glitter strategically.
How so?
Not just for random fun, but to light up paths for ocean travelers, keeping the sea both safe and magical.
Okay, that's the core structural insight, isn't it? Gus becomes the strategist.
Yes, he's the voice of application. He takes this raw resource, the amazing glitter, and gives it a clear, community-focused job. Navigation. Safety.
Wow, so they merge the creativity, the sparkle, with teamwork and a practical need.
And that turns the fun into something genuinely useful, something everyone can get behind. The spectacle that annoyed the octopus. Now it's essential infrastructure.
It's like the ultimate lesson in taking a unique talent and making it serve the public good.
Precisely. So the measure of success in this world isn't just how bright you shine personally.
It's how well your light helps everyone else get around safely.
Yeah. The brightest light serves the community's needs, not just the individual's desire for, like, applause or awe.
That conflict with the octopus was necessary then. It forced them to evolve past just being cool and new.
It pushed them from being just entertaining oddities to, well, essential service providers, in a way.
Okay, that really ties it all together nicely. So, summing up the main takeaways from this deep dive into the structure.
Well, first, bravery is just the starting point, right? Gus's courage opened the door to everything else.
Right. Discovery, partnership.
Second, the big one. Appearances are misleading. The glitter shark is the ultimate proof. Challenge your assumptions about who or what looks like a threat versus an ally.
And finally, maybe the most important lesson for, you know, for you listening. Real lasting success comes when you take your unique thing, your dazzle, figure out how to apply it to solve a real problem or meet a need for your community, like lighting up those paths.
Yeah. That's when the sparkle becomes truly valuable, not just shiny. The story makes it clear Gus transforms completely.
It says, with every sparkle, Gus learned he wasn't just a tiny goldfish anymore.
He wasn't just tagging along with the magic. He became a key part of making his world safer, better, strategic.
So here's a final thought to leave you with, building on all this. If the glitter sharks sparkle something that could easily be dismissed as just, you know, flashy, could be turned into a vital tool for safety.
Mm-hmm.
What unexpected, maybe even seemingly frivolous, dazzling trait do you have? Something maybe you haven't taken seriously.
Right.
Could that trait, refined and focused, actually become a really valuable resource for your own ocean, your community? Think about it. Don't be afraid to shine, but maybe think strategically about where you're pointing that light.